Right now, researchers can isolate two kinds of stem cells, embryonic and adult. The embryonic cells raise thorny ethical issues because they require the destruction of embryos, which anti-abortion groups oppose. However, adult stem cells have limited abilities. Dr. James Thompson of the University of Wisconsin-Madison is conducting groundbreaking work with embryonic stem cells. He says the claim that adult cells can work in the same way as embryonic cells is unproven and is unlikely.
There's been a lot of reports over the last years of stem cells with different potentials from the adults or from fetuses or from newborns. And for specific applications, they're very promising. So, for example, blood stem cells are what you do for leukemia. I mean, that's been done for 30 years now.
The flexibility of adult stem cells just isn't there, Thompson says, when compared to embryonic stem cells.
It's not to say that for specific diseases they won't be very useful, but the idea that something equivalent to an embryonic stem cell exists in the adult looks pretty unlikely right now.
Some scientists are looking for ways to sidestep the debate surrounding embryonic stem cell research. The biotech company Stemron says they've produced stem cell lines from embryos that developed without fertilization and that can never become humans. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.